Hello, everybody. You're listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I'm sitting in my tiny West Town apartment with...
Esmeralda Leon.
And we're going to... Leon?
What? I always say it. Jesus Christ.
You say it,
really?
Leon.
No, I don't.
Leon?
I always just
Leon
say Leon.
Leon Phelps.
Just suck it up.
Is that the name of the ladies' man?
Yes.
Leon Phelps? Scripted comedy.
I like that you just now... How many times have we done this? I say it the same every goddamn time.
Leon.
I do.
Leon.
I don't care.
Leon.
If you want to say
Phelps.
It that way, go ahead. I just
who
say Leon.
Who are some famous Leons? And who are some famous Leons?
Leon Tyson? I
what?
Don't know. No, I don't know.
Who's that?
I don't know.
You just made that up.
Yeah.
We're doing a podcast, blah, blah, blah. Merle found an interesting story that we're going to talk about because it's really hot in our...
And we're sweating.
Yeah. Yeah, we are sweating. It's
and I'm wondering
hot.
If we're one of the people in the article.
Oh, I'm definitely one of the first people in the article. Tell the people what you're talking about.
In the Sun Times, there's an article by a writer named Esther... I want to butcher her
Esther.
Name. Esther? It's a pretty name.
She was a great aunt, but I'm thinking she was an awful parent. She was
Did she have children?
Yeah, she had children, and all their children were fuck-ups, but everyone loved Esther, and I think Esther was the kind of mother that let your children get away with murder. Like,
oh.
They could totally fuck in the car outside the house. I won't
or
call
she
the cops.
Puts up, she puts up a different face in front of people.
Well, either
so
way.
So then they love her.
All of her products were faulty.
Her products?
Yeah. So children are. They're products of you.
Oh, I
she's
see.
Got, she's produced a lot of
I thought she
items.
Made stuff and then gave it
yeah,
away
babies.
And then it would.
She made babies. She's Italian. That's okay. What the Italians do. They make babies.
All right, well, this lady, this Esther.
This Esther, not my aunt.
She
my
wrote,
great aunt.
It
no?
Could be,
it might be.
Maybe.
She was overweight. I don't think she'd write this piece.
Oh, okay. She
didn't write very well. She wasn't the brightest of women.
Okay, so she's
was
not
pretty
the
dumb.
Sometimes Esther.
Maybe.
And now you're
sometimes
saying it in
that,
past tense. I'm assuming
she might be dead.
On?
Maybe.
Oh, you don't
probably.
Know.
Money's on dead. Based on diet and age, money's on dead.
Or she's lost weight and now she's writing
nope,
for the Sun Times.
Still going to go with dead.
Okay.
Continue.
Well, she, Esther, pretty much says that fat people are to blame for the AC being so high in public places.
Public places being?
Supermarkets.
See, is a supermarket a public place?
It's not in the sense.
It's not a library.
Not if you go, not by the supermarkets. Idea because they can kick you off.
Exactly. Kick you off.
Kick you off. Their
kick
territory.
Off a party.
But everyone can go in.
That's true. Okay, so I understand what you're saying. So because of fatty, supermarkets are very cold.
Yeah.
Not because of all the food and products.
She also blamed restaurants for her. She blamed her water having icicles on the glass.
How old is this woman?
I don't know. They didn't
Did
have a picture.
Photo?
No, they had a different picture. On
I think thing. She's an old, brittle woman.
Probably.
And or she obviously hates fat people. Let's be honest.
Yes.
She obviously hates fat people.
I'd like to see how. I'm assuming she is rail thin.
Well, there's a reason why Letterman keeps his studio so cold.
Because there's the lights.
No, it's because people are more prone to laugh. They want to move more. It's hard to get comfortable if
really?
You're cold. Yes.
Well, I took the NBC tour, and I was in the Dateline studios, mm-hmm. and they told us they keep it so cold because of the lights.
Okay.
Make it hot, and then it just evens out.
Okay. But Letterman's studio is known to be cold. He likes it cold. There's a reason for that, and it makes sense. People want to laugh more if they're cold. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
In a restaurant, if you're hot at all, you don't want to eat hot food. Why are you going to a restaurant?
Well, and also the ovens and shit back there.
Yeah.
The stoves. And I know it. I mean, but they have a lot of stoves and
I've
a lot of ovens.
I've worked in kitchens. It's awful.
I recently went to eat a nanwich.
What's a nanwich?
It's a sandwich with naan bread.
Where? A nanwich?
Yeah, naan. Whatever. Nan, naan.
Leon, naan. Where was this?
Up on Clark and Ridge.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was delicious.
Is
amazing.
Is that Andersonville?
Like 59?
No, it's Edgewater.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like 5900.
What was the name of the place?
Gastro Wagon.
The Gastro Wagon?
Yeah, it's new. But
okay.
They have these humongous...
It's not actually a wagon. It's not one of these...
No, but they want to get one.
They want to become a food truck as
yes.
well. Yes. Okay.
But they have a storefront for now.
How much was the non-witch?
Like seven, eight, $7.
Was it worth the seven?
A little small.
Little small?
I think there was a lot of work put into the meats and things.
There was meat in it?
Yeah.
What kind of meat?
I had a pork shoulder.
What was on this besides pork shoulder and
pork
naan?
Shoulder, cilantro, queso fresco.
So is it... A mixture
and pickled radish. It was. I honestly, I don't even know why I don't buy naan bread.
Naan.
I should be buying naan bread all the time because it's quite delicious.
A little pricey,
but it was delicious.
It is.
I was
it's
like,
great.
Hey, and it held up. And
oh yeah, it's great. I highly recommend that. And if my new thing is, if I'm making a sandwich, use hummus.
Well, yeah, in place of
mayonnaise and mustard
or avocado.
Too expensive.
That's true, but you can get good fats out of it. That's true. It could be a treat.
Within 5 minutes, we open with food. This one's okay. Yeah. Anyways, this Esther chick says
no. Wait, but the Gastro Wagon is it has all these big ass ovens and mm-hmm. stoves and shit, and it's kind of tiny. It's like a storefront.
Give me the feet, like 20 by 20.
Oh, it was probably like the size of that living room in this room.
Okay,
so how much would that be?
Like 30 by 40, maybe.
Yeah,
not big at all.
No,
very small.
And so they had a couple tables and a sad little fan hitting the tables. Oh,
yeah. No air conditioning?
It was hot as fuck in there.
Did you eat there?
Yes.
Did you regret eating there?
Kind of.
Did you regret?
But they gave me I ordered also a cold carrito, and it was amazing. It was ice freezing cold. It was so good.
That makes sense. I mean.
But it was so sweaty and hot because of the ovens.
I know most people enjoy hot dogs in the summer. I can't eat a hot dog in the summer because 90% of the time I want a hot dog. It's way too fucking hot in hot dog stands where the hot dog tastes the best.
I wanted to leave, but John insisted on staying.
John is your boyfriend.
I was like, it's so hot.
Well, where else are you going to eat it?
At my house.
Yeah, you do live kind of close. Why did you just go back?
I don't know.
That's like really
you
close to
you. Ask him.
I am in the future.
But it was just steaming hot. And I now, it's like, I wish it was freezing in there.
Yeah,
yeah. It would have been awesome.
They just opened.
So Esther can go fuck herself.
Well, I think there needs to be some questions asked. How big is Esther? Was she fat?
Did so she, now she's like, she hates
there's
fatties.
Obviously a reason she's for this. It's not just, I'm cold. Fuck you. You're not that cold. There's something wrong with you.
Or maybe she's always been thin and then been wronged by fat people.
Usually it's the exact opposite. You
she
know
was
that,
fat
right?
one point, and then
yeah,
she got, now she's thin, so she hates
them. Most people aren't skinny and
them.
Wronged by fat people their entire life.
Well, maybe.
Who?
I don't. Maybe this Esther.
Ah, fuck that. I think you're wrong.
Also, I think supermarkets should be cold, because there's food in it that
yes,
needs to
I
be cold.
I completely agree. Have you ever been to a warm grocery store?
Oh, it's disgusting.
A market? Almost everyone in Pilsen Little Village. No air. It's awful.
Really?
Yeah, it's
oh,
awful.
Oh, yeah, and they're kind of sticky. Chinese
and
markets, too.
They fucking have the restaurant in the place. Mm. I don't know if it's called a restaurant, if it's in the
grocery
store.
That's probably why it's hot, because of the stove.
Exactly.
And everything.
Fuck that, man. I don't want the butcher serving me meat behind warm glass. Cold glass is what I want.
It's just on ice, and the ice is all melty.
Yeah, it's weird.
No thanks.
Let's get off of food for a little. Well, it's kind of about food a little bit. We're going to talk about Olivia Munn. We talked about her last episode. She's the lady from G4,
yes.
Tech of the show. Attractive, but not super attractive.
Really?
I don't think she's that attractive.
I don't think people look at her face too often.
Yeah, it's not that great. And I'm definitely being judgmental about someone's looks because this is part
she's
of
on
the,
TV.
This is part of the issue, though.
Yeah.
I'm not going to judge Gwen Ifill from Washington Week on her looks. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to judge, I can't think of,
okay,
Rachel
how about
Maddow.
This?
It doesn't matter.
How about this? Olivia Munn poses for shit.
Exactly. Olivia Munn's going to have her own magazine, and she's going to have 20 pages of her photos in the magazine based on her fans picking. So I think in this case, completely fine. But continue, Merle. I'm sorry.
What you no? You were going.
Oh, you were saying in the story. you read that Olivia Munn responded.
Oh yeah, she responded and she essentially it was like fuck you fatties.
Well, let's get to the fuck
but
you
also
fatties.
The
it didn't
woman,
open with
it
fuck
was
you
the
fatties
because
if you just open with fuck you fatties, that's funny.
Go eat a sandwich.
That's good.
That's what she said.
That's just good comedy.
It's kind of paraphrasing.
Fuck you fatty is always funny.
Fuck you fatty.
Yeah, that's funny.
Okay. But no, it was something about women. I should have brought it over. But it was women judging other women. That was her big thing. She's like, why don't judge women and put them in categories? Women, men.
But this is in response to what?
To the Daily Show thing where, well, Gawker.
Or was it Jezebel? It's owned by the same people. So.
Okay. They were saying that the Daily Show is sexist.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she is alluding to the fact that she thinks she's on there because she's a woman.
Yeah. No, she's alluding to the fact that she's not on there because she's a woman. She's saying that she got here because of her blood, sweat, and all that stuff.
She's saying that that's what we're saying. You got on there because you're a lady.
Yes.
That's what people, but
and
she thinks
because no,
of my talent.
I got
talent.
It because of my talent.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, no, you got it because of a mixture of a built-in crowd, which is awesome. Good for her.
Yeah.
And tits, that's it. I mean, because did they ask the male from Attack of the Show?
No.
On the show? No. No, no one even knows his name.
Kevin something.
Okay, you know his name. I take it back.
That's
because
I watched sometimes.
No, I have no problem with Olivia Munn on The Daily Show. I just don't find her funny and or attractive.
Yeah.
If I'm going to objectify a woman, I want to objectify her for being pretty.
I wasn't blaming her being a lady either. I was willing because she's, again, yeah, I agree with you. She's not very funny.
And I kind of understand.
There's a lot of other talented ladies that they could have put on there.
Her bits on Attack of the Show, to me, it just seems like the mean, funny, relatively attractive lady in the bar. Like, the most attractive mean lady that will talk to you in the bar.
Yeah.
That's Olivia Munn.
Yeah.
She's not anything special. Oh, I'm just getting mean. I've never followed this woman. I've seen a handful of her things.
She's, you know, it's almost like people think she's hilarious and funny because she's hot. So they kind of okay
stuff. But she's not that hot.
Yes, but body-wise.
Not tits. How could you say body-wise?
Yes, but people really like that. There's a majority that enjoy her.
I totally love middle-of-the-road everything, apparently. What the fuck? That's what Olivia Munn is. She's the middle-of-the-road perfect. She's like the fucking best Burger King burger. There's not anything technically wrong with her, but it's far from gourmet.
We'll see. And
what's
people enjoy that.
That is the most sexist thing I could say.
I think it's funny that you think people don't like that.
I don't get it. I really don't get it.
People... They see that and they're like, I'm good. This is all I need.
Well, there's that whole... did we talk about this?
What?
Why people eat certain foods over and over again? Yeah, Anthony Bourdain.
Familiar.
We talked about it for the Anthony Bourdain podcast.
Because it's familiar?
Exactly. Olivia Munn is a familiar jack to a lot of guys. That's what it is.
Yeah.
She's just there all the time. She's on a daily show. Attack of the Force.
Yes, it is.
That's how it is. We've discovered the case. We've cracked the code.
We got it.
We need to put anybody on TV and just put them on nightly, and we'll get some people putting me on The Daily Show
day.
I'm not Jewish enough to be on The Daily Show.
What's his face isn't Jewish?
Jon Stewart.
The British guy?
Yeah, that's why he's
the black guy?
Fine, the host. I want to host the show. I don't want to do
anything. Well, how about you host your own show?
I do, Merle.
Yay.
Is that kind of a plug? We have a show tonight, the day you're listening to this, people. Hopefully the day you're listening to this. At the Hungry Brain, Monday, June 28th. It's going to be good. We got the host of the Late Live Show, which you just saw last night.
Yes, I did.
We won't talk about that now because we'll talk about that tomorrow evening
mm-hmm.
on the show. Tear some new assholes. That's how I'm
going to... Okay.
That's how I should open each interview. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up to the stage, and we're going to tear some new assholes together. Whoa.
That just sounds like you're going to tear them with the guests.
Yeah, we're going to like double team something.
Too bad we're not visual, because then we would have just a large asshole on the stage that we
like
could tear together.
Like when a high school football team runs out.
Yes, and you would tear it with the guest. Or you would have something where like, it would be multiple assholes up on a thing. You could throw darts at it.
And then
or,
like we have a halftime, there's a t-shirt gun something.
And it's in the, like on the edge of it would be a big asshole, so it looked like stuff would be coming out of the asshole. Yes!
I gotta make that...
Oh, we should buy a gun and do that.
Big guns in small places. That's
we would hurt a lot.
That's got to be the name of a good country.
Make a lot of holes.
Big guns. That's got. Oh, that's another. That's another
go.
One. That's side B. Side A. Big guns
asshole.
In small places.
Making a lot of holes.
Making a lot of holes.
The
side
side.
B. Yeah. Speaking of making a lot of holes, Gay Pride Parade today. You
yes.
worked that. How was that?
That was. It was fun.
Hey, you've been to Gay Pride Parade before, yeah?
No.
Yeah.
Why
do I ask questions like I'm from Eastern Europe?
Yeah?
Yeah?
No.
You go parade, yeah?
No, I went once, but I went to the end.
The
it was at the end.
You went to Zing.
It literally was like I saw three
flips. So you went to the gay's end.
This is exactly.
All right.
This is the first time I saw a lot of it. I saw a lot of ladies without shirts on and just stickers on their nipples.
Sticks on nips?
And it was what I thought was funny
Sticks
is no good boobs.
Oh,
were
yeah.
hanging out.
Yeah,
they're
yeah,
always
yeah.
like the ones who were down to their knees.
How old were the average boob?
I'm going to say like 30.
Oh, really?
But they were just so large.
How
that
many?
They became
did
very
you
pendulous.
See any breasts that did not have armpit hair?
I didn't see anyone raise their arms.
Oh, okay.
With the boob things.
You're a smarter woman than I.
Well, I walked fast from it. I looked and then I looked away because it was just too much.
Any bottomless people?
No, but there was a lot of Speedos.
A lot of Speedos. A lot of, like, cracks in the ass Speedos?
No, just regular old Speedos.
Is that illegal?
No, I don't... You know what?
I don't know on a parade situation.
Nothing is illegal on Pride around
the Pride
Parade.
No, there's a lot of kids there.
Yeah, I know, and they're all wandering around with boobs on their... Or stickers on their boobs.
Kids.
No. People, though.
Was there any kids that were...
Oh, plenty. Oh, no.
I'm hoping
that'd be weird.
That's what I'm asking as well.
Because little kids don't need stickers on their boobs.
No, but just little naked kids running around.
I don't think so.
Good.
Maybe.
It creeps me out. Naked kids creep me out.
But it's okay because they're
it's
just
not okay.
children.
It's
and,
not okay.
And there's nothing.
Not okay.
I mean, we don't see anything sexual about it. And that's why it's okay.
I went to Catholic school. But I see something sexual about that all the time.
You
kind of
have to think about that when they're running around in the public.
And also, I just worried about scraped knees.
Scraped knees?
Yeah.
But they would get them either way.
Yes, but here's the difference.
You could scrape nipples.
You could scrape nips and dicks and butts.
But they're not entirely naked. They're wearing, like, pants or shorts. They're just not wearing shirts.
The last time I saw two naked kids running around in a park, completely naked.
Really? No, I've never seen that.
I've seen that, yes. And
maybe a diaper. Are they wearing a diaper?
I've seen that as well. Okay, I've seen completely naked and a diaper, but even just that, like, you're going to scrape.
Well, completely naked is not right.
Did you get your knee scraped? I got my knee scraped constantly.
Well, yeah,
there wasn't one week from, like, 0 to 12 where there wasn't a bloody knee.
Not completely naked.
That's what I mean.
No,
that's wrong. It freaks me out.
Well, that's wrong.
I just don't want to see a scabby dick.
Because there's just stuff hanging out.
I know. That's my point.
I think running would just make it hurt.
Well, that brings us to the naked bike ride. Do you know the naked bike ride, right?
Yes.
Did you see it this year or any year?
I think I... No.
They ride past here.
I don't know.
And, you know Heidi. I'm going to relay a story. And this is...
Did she get naked?
No, Heidi saw the naked bike ride. You got all excited. Heidi's naked.
I'd be like, whoa, Heidi, I didn't know this about her.
She likes naked
bike rides.
I didn't know that you didn't shave your armpits. So she's, she was working at Smoke Daddy, and... The naked bike ride came through, and she said there was this one beautiful woman, or, like, the only one that was like, wow, that's a gorgeous woman.
Yeah.
And she throws her hands up in the air, and woo, and she does a Superman over her bike and falls naked.
Oh.
Gets back up totally fine. That's
Did
one
she
of
have
the,
thick skin, I wonder?
I fucking hope. Cause
maybe she was just one big callus
you couldn't see
from far away.
If you're a lady, and you're naked on a bike, and you fly off the bike, what do you use to stop what? What do you protect?
Just your arm. Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't think you can think about it. It just happens.
It's
and
instinct.
You hope your arms protect you
For
somehow.
For instinct, I always try. When I would get hit, I was hit by many a thing on my bike.
Oh, God.
My hands to cover my head. So I'd usually land on my chest.
Ugh.
Or my thighs. Like the sides of my thighs. If I'm a woman and if I'm landing with my chest and there's nothing on my chest, do you see the problem?
Well, your boobs are just fat.
Yes, but there's also... But you skid.
I know.
You're skidding your nips off. You could use your nip,
you
lose your nipples. You could use and lose your illusion.
That's, I think, a concern they probably have.
And that's why I don't like naked people in public.
You just fear for them?
Everyone's going to start playing street ball, and it's going to break out, and they're all going to be sliding and not thinking about
it. I love that you don't even find it offensive or anything.
Care.
It's just your concern for their body parts and them falling.
No, it's not going to end well. It's not going to end well.
You just want to go over there and be like, can you just put something on? You might fall.
Yeah, play on that, like, Nerf turf.
Does
that exist
yet? Cover
the
world in Nerf material.
Yeah, either Nerf material or pools.
But even then, you'd get, like, a burn.
That's fine though.
That's skidded.
That's doable. I don't mind that. That doesn't freak me out at all.
My concern with this is my concern either way, clothes or no clothes on a bike, but falling on that bar.
Oh, the bar of the bike.
Oh, that happened to a girl when I was little once.
Yeah.
She couldn't come out to play
that
whole day.
Did she ride a boy's bike or a girl's bike?
I think she just fell.
Ooh.
So hard on the thing, the regardless
pole.
Of where it was. I don't think it was a boy bike. I think it was a girl bike, but
wow.
She just kind of...
That's a long drop.
We're like, oh, okay, poor lady.
A friend of a friend had that happen on a boy's bike.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's why
you should never work out. Ever.
On a bike?
Ever. Running, biking.
How about a stationary bike?
Walk slowly and take cabs everywhere. That's what you do.
Moon boots?
Moon boots, moon boots, moon boots. Junior
Stopka.
Can
we do that?
Oh, Junior Stopka.
okay.
I was watching The Simpsons, and when Groundskeeper Willie talks like a girl, that's what Junior Stopka sounds like when he talks like a girl.
Okay, so everyone should watch that.
Watch The Simpsons featuring Sarah Silverman as Bart's love interest. You'll hear Willie talk like a girl, and then listen to Junior Stopka on our show, and you'll hear the impression. And I'm pretty sure
The Simpsons... should put that on YouTube and compare and contrast.
The Simpsons stole Junior Stopka's... sorry.
They heard him, and then they were like, we need to find a way to just recreate that voice.
Yeah. I got an idea.
We should put a YouTube video up.
We should do a lot of
things. Comparing the both and see, and then we can have people decide.
I don't have internet right now, so I can't really do that. I have the exclamation
point. We don't have to do
point.
It now.
Well, I like to do things as we do
Although
the
we'd have to think, we'd have to write it down because we'll forget.
No.
I have the memory of a goldfish. I don't remember things.
I don't like that saying.
But it's true. Goldfish don't.
You would be dead.
You could smack a goldfish around.
You wouldn't know how to drink water.
And then
you
it
wouldn't
would.
Know how to, well, like, when.
No, but goldfish know how to not.
You wouldn't know common courtesy. You wouldn't learn anything. You would just be.
But goldfish don't. No. Or wait, goldfish. No, betas. Those are the ones that remember.
Beta fish?
Yeah, because they recognize people.
I had a beta fish. Killed that motherfucker.
Aren't they sad? They make you feel so sad at the PetSmart.
Because they have to live alone?
No, wait, they can't live in couples?
They'll kill each other. They'll eat each other.
No, I thought that was only if it's boy, girl.
Oh, I don't know.
If you do a couple.
Why do they make you sad? Because they remember everything?
Because when you go to the pet stores, and they're just at the bottom, and they kind of look sad.
Yeah, we should give away beta fish at one of the shows.
Oh, no, that'd be horrible.
What should we give away?
I feel so bad.
We should give away
pets.
Bets? Pets.
Oh, pets. Oh, no, Zuzus.
What's Zuzus? Oh,
those hamsters?
No, that's more annoying than killing a beta fish.
Or shaped rubber bands. I just saw this at the Walgreens.
They have shaped rubber bands and rock instruments now.
What?
They have, like, guitars and drums shaped rubber bands now.
I don't get it.
They're rubber bands in the shape of a guitar and a drum.
No, these are just shaped like squiggles.
What's squiggles?
Like a squiggle.
Oh.
Like, make a circular squiggle, and think of a rubber band.
So they
band.
Found a way to sell defects. It's brilliant.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And it comes back in its shape. Like, I saw it, and I was like, really? And it was essentially just for wearing. They weren't even, I don't think, for using.
For hairs? Hairs of eight-year-olds?
No, don't do that.
What?
That's horrible.
Rubber bands in the hair?
Yeah, that's bad. Don't
Why is that bad?
Because the hair gets stuck.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning a lot right now.
I've used rubber bands. Horrible. It's horrific trying to get them out.
I had no idea.
It's bad. Bad news.
Do you like barrettes?
No.
I always found barrettes fascinating.
I use hairpins, but then they always fall out.
Do you use hairpins because you're a very old lady?
No.
I thought old ladies use hairpins.
They do, but
that's right,
hairpins are for all ages. What do you...
Hairpins aren't for all ages.
Yes, they are.
That's the shittiest motto
useful.
Of hairpins. Well, name one other use than for hair.
To keep away stray hairs. Or if you're
that's
growing
for, that's
your
hair.
Bangs.
That's hair.
What are you talking about?
You said they're useful for everything.
Oh, what else? Oh, yeah. Picking locks.
Okay, have you ever tried to do this?
No, because I've never needed to.
Speaking of picking locks, my girlfriend's bike was stolen last
God.
Night, so we're fucking solid, like 5 for 5.
I'm telling you, there is a thief network. It's a thief network throughout the country, and they have your faces and your names, and they locate you.
We're poor enough that no one cares, and our stuff is nice enough that you might make something off.
Yeah, but it's just crazy that you've gotten so many times.
And this is in different cities.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. There's a thief network.
Yeah, it's good.
They got your fate. They got a database.
I bet they have
everything
working internet
that you own.
Why do they have working internet? Everything I own, I don't care anymore.
Because they stole it.
Steal away. Whatever.
Stole the internet. That's why.
That's funny. That was good. That was a clean, funny joke. All right, let's plug tomorrow because it's way too hot and I'm out of water. Are you out of water?
Yeah, yeah.
That means the show is done.
I keep picking it up and putting it back down for some reason.
I've done that a handful of times as well. Literally handful. It's not funny. That wasn't funny at all.
CJ Toledano and Joe.
Yeah, pronounce Joe's last name. You started it. Finish it.
I have to look at it. The C is silent.
I thought it was a K.
No, it's K-O-C.
Casas.
Cazala, I think.
Joe Cazala.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The C is silent.
Why don't you just say Joe Cazala? That's very easy.
Because I forgot what the rest of it was.
Joe
I
Cazala
just remember
and CJ
a C Solid- being silent.
CJ Toledano from the Late Live Show are
we'll
the
have
guests.
To ask him.
I will not ask him. And each time I will call him a different name. I'm going to call him Mr.
I just,
C.
I love how professional we are.
What?
We don't ask ahead
of
time.
Change your fucking name. If you want to be in the biz, this is the biz.
But excuse me.
You change your name to Leon. Miss Leon. That's your name.
It's the same. You know what?
How many dumb motherfuckers pronounce my name Brennan Weatherby?
What?
I know.
But it's B-E-E.
Like a goddamn insect. Oh, I got stung by the bye.
The bye.
Fuck you.
Is that the plural for bee?
No, it ain't. Fuck.
No. Well, mine doesn't have an accent over it. Because that's probably what you're thinking.
Fine, Miss Leon.
I'm just saying there's
Miss
no
Leon.
Accent.
Leon Phelps.
There isn't an accent.
We have the comedic stylings of the Putterboss sisters.
I'm excited.
Sisters.
Yeah, I was going to say sisters.
Sister.
All right.
That's a show.
I know.
That's an awful show. They aged okay.
They did. They're okay. They're Christian or something.
Are they really?
But then they're not.
I don't like them anymore.
I saw them on some Christian show wearing like weird Christian.
Getting weird and mean.
Bracelets.
So if I hate religion, that makes me a what? Xenophobe? Like,
I don't know.
Okay. And the Ragtones are going to be playing a rock and roll set.
And who's playing the music?
Oh, we got Mark Janka from Lesser Birds in Paradise and Spare Machine. He's going to be playing with another dude. It's going to be weird looped music. So it's going to be interesting.
It's
going
to be exciting.
The intern will be there.
Exciting.
The producer
will be there. The intern will be there.
The intern. Oh, I'm excited. The intern's going to be there.
You should have put that on the poster.
The intern will be there.
Featuring our intern.
We have our July. We have our second July poster ready to go. Thanks, Merle.
Yeah.
That's it. That just says the intern.
Featuring
will be
the
there.
Intern.
No, it'll be You Meet Them, Everybody, starring the intern, featuring, and then really small print, everybody else. I'm sure the guests will be very excited for that. So come out to that, and that's it. You got anything to plug? Anything to say?
No.
All right. Thanks
Other
for listening.
Than that.
Yeah, come on out. See you tonight, hopefully, and have a wonderful evening.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.